Bank of Cardiff.
I'm calling regarding a mailer you sent me.
Yes. How are you?
Good.
Good. Let me see here. Did you have a 16-digit reservation number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is that number?
2411-2901-0043-1694.
Okay. And I'm showing Hunter Building Supply?
Yeah.
And is this Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line or is that a mobile line?
No, it's a business phone here.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And we're showing you are at the...
I don't want to have any... I'm just calling for information. I don't want anybody to contact me unless I say so, because I don't need anyone tying up my business lines here.
Oh, I'm just trying to verify the number that you were calling on. But are you still at the 140 West Webster Avenue address?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing. And we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, basically, we have a warehouse that we're looking to revamp, kind of.
Okay.
Put some rack in and things like that.
Okay.
And it says here you have terms up to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
Yeah, it depends on the program. Let me see here. What does the business do exactly?
Retail building supplies.
Okay. Are you the sole owner?
I am.
Okay. Perfect. And is it just the racks you're looking to put in the warehouse? Or are there additional items?
That and to have... what is this, a line of credit or is it just a loan? It's a loan, right?
Yeah, we have a few different types of loans, so that's why I'm trying to determine exactly what you'd be using it for so I can let you know what kind of options would be available.
It could be to buy a piece of equipment.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we want to revamp the warehouse.
Yeah.
And basically things like that, you know?
Okay. Perfect. Do you have an idea of how much the racks and any equipment may total to, or be the total of?
Oh, we're just saying approximately $100,000.
Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Uh-huh.
You got 50 pieces, right? Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Say that again.
That's okay. Oh, do you know what the business did for gross revenue last year?
1.1.
Okay. Perfect. It looks like someone may have called in here back in May.
I think I might have, actually.
Do you know what happened? Or
I get a lot of offers, so I sometimes call on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the same thing in mind back then, but
yeah,
you know, we've been busy since then, so...
Well, that's good.
I just got the mailer again, so I just decided to reach out.
Okay.
See where we go. The main thing is I need to know what type of interest you guys are offering.
Sure.
Because a lot of these guys, it's way out of bounds, so I don't want to run in that position.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Something. If the money is going to cost me relatively a decent amount, then
Yeah. So by revamping the warehouse, is this an expansion? Is it going to allow the business to bring in more revenue, or is it?
It'll be more organized. So
okay,
that's where we save time, and time is money.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll let you know what we have available, and then you can decide if you think it's going to be a good fit, and then we can go from there in terms of getting you approved.
Okay.
For equipment financing, so that would be, you know, a piece of equipment you may be looking at. I don't know, you know, if it's like a forklift or I have actually gotten racking systems approved before for businesses. So that is something we can actually potentially approve for equipment finance program, which is a secured loan. You're securing it by the equipment itself. The terms range from 2 to 5 years, and rates would start at about 4.5% and go up from there. What we look at to determine the rate is time in business, the equipment you're financing, and credit. Those are the kind of the main risk factors we look at.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking for unsecured working capital, there's more risk involved because it's unsecured. So you are going to find rates that would be higher than the equipment finance program. And you can do both programs if you like. If you want to do the equipment for a majority of it and then have, you know, an additional $30,000, $50,000 for just capital that you can use for buying inventory or marketing payroll, then we could do that as well. Those loans will range from 3 months out to a few years. So 2 years. I have a new 3-year program. I don't want to promise you that, but 3 months to 2 years, you'll find rates that are range from 10 cents on the dollar to 25, 30 cents on the dollar, and anywhere in between. Really, that is dictated by the term length you choose and what program you get qualified for.
I see.
Yeah.
Say it an unsecured loan.
Uh-huh.
At 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
So I have a program that's a 12% annual rate, but then I have some programs that are could be in the 20 cent on the dollar range. So it'll just vary.
Well, 20% on the dollar, but calculated how though?
So it's a fixed cost. It's a fixed cost to the funds. So on 100, it would be, you know, say it's 20 cents on the dollar, it would be a straight 120 payback, principal and interest.
Right.
That's how that program is calculated.
So what you said, so that you're saying anywhere from 12% to?
It could be 20. It just depends on what program you get approved for. There's not just one program. So again, it's going to be the strength of the business, credit, strength of the revenue we see on the bank statements for that particular program.
That's, so how many bank statements you guys look for?
We look at 6.
Okay.
And then we can use those same bank statements to approve you for equipment as well.
All right. Then what do? You run my personal credit? Is that it?
Yeah, we run your personal credit, but it would go on the loan goes on the business credit.
Yeah, I understand.
Which is good because it doesn't tie up, you know, you don't have that large debt on your personal credit affecting that score. And all of our loans can be paid off early and you would receive a discount, or they could be renewed and you typically get some type of discount as well. So there's a lot of flexibility.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of vague, so I don't know where to go from here, really.
Well, the way it would work is, I know it's kind of vague because it's just not one program. So what we usually do, we'll approve you for the largest amount of capital and the longest term, and then we can work backwards and find the best term length or program that's going to work best for you. If you're,
right, but you need my information first before we do.
We absolutely do, yes, because we have to see what you look like on paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have funding through OnDeck, for instance.
You have a loan with them currently?
Yeah. Well, it's just a okay. Line of credit.
Okay. But
their
long-term
loan product is not conducive to my interest, put it that way.
You don't like the, is it the term length you don't like, or?
Yeah, in other words, for larger, say a term loan for larger capital.
Yeah.
I don't like what they offer. It's too expensive. The money's too expensive.
Right. So what we can do.
If you're in line with them, I'd look elsewhere, that's all.
Not necessarily. But let me ask you this. Would you need the longest term, or is this something that you could do?
I would prefer to have that. It's a cushion for me in case
you would like to have the longest term.
Slows down,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the way it seems, it's getting better, and finally, I think we might be in for a good run.
Yeah.
It seems to be shaping up that way.
I think we're seeing that as well on this end. What we can do...
We need a poop power guy's pocket.
Yeah. We can always, if your main objective is just the lowest cost of the funding, then that is what we can present to you. And I know we have options that are less than on deck out there. But would you be interested in the equipment financing as well? I mean, that's your best. That's your best bet.
I do need to get a truck before the winter.
Okay.
But now, do you?
But the racks as well, we may be able to do. Yeah, we do. Yep.
Okay, because is there a limit to the year?
No, there's not.
Okay.
There's not a mileage restriction either. What year are you thinking?
I don't buy new trucks because the guys just bang up and they don't have no regard for them. So I just always buy used.
Yeah.
And I am in the market for a used vehicle.
Okay.
I got one priced out. It was around, probably with tax, around $40,000.
Yeah.
Flatbed dump truck. So,
sure. We do those all day long. Yeah.
And at 4.5% is pretty decent. So maybe I'll call you back with that.
Yeah, that would be good. So, and we could do, say you wanted to get the truck and the racking system or some other things, we could potentially put that all in one loan for you.
All right, but even if it was just the truck, the equipment,
yeah.
I need my bank statements.
We would prefer 3 months. We usually will ask for 3 months, just the first page, and then depending on the strength of those statements, we'll either use them or we won't. But it can benefit you to get a better program if we have the 3 months. Just the first page for equipment.
6 months, you mean, or 3 months?
Just three for equipment. Yeah, just the first page as well. And I can email that to you if you'd like.
Okay.
What's your email?
Send it over to huntersupply@comcast.net.
Okay. I will do that. Yeah.
I may respond. I may not. I was also wondering if you could send me this 8 biggest mistakes brochure or book, whatever it is.
Yeah. I will send that to you. Yeah, I'll send you an email with all the info. If you have any questions, let me know.
Okay.
And if I don't hear from you,
contact you.
What's that?
Your name is?
Nicole.
Okay, Nicole. So I will, in other words, your name will be on the email. So
yes.
If you're interested, I can contact you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll send info on both programs just so you can see what's needed and kind of get a good idea.
Okay. How about a term loan to consolidate some higher credit cards and things like that?
That would be under the unsecured working capital, because what we would have to do is just give you the funds and then you would end up paying that off. We wouldn't pay that off for you.
Let me know your offers on those, what that would be as well.
Okay.
All right, because like for instance, with the on deck, if you have a better rate, I could pay off the balance. I think the balance is about $17,000.
For the line of credit?
They take it out in weekly deductions.
Yeah.
So if I could...
What was the term length on that?
I forget what it is. I think it's 6 months.
Oh, okay.
5 months, maybe.
Okay.
6 months, I believe.
All right.
But I'm just saying, if the figure for something like that would be cheaper, but it's probably not, because you said it's going to be the highest because it's unsecured.
Yeah, so the unsecured starts at about 10 cents in the dollar and then goes up from there. So it really is dictated by somewhat what you choose in terms of a term length. But if it's a stronger business, strong bank statement, strong credit, then that business will qualify for a better program, which in turn will have a better rate for you.
Okay. Let me see what you send over, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.